As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
On January 16, 2021, the Egyptian Ministry of Antiquities announced a major discovery. This took place at the necropolis of Saqqara, one of Egypt's oldest cemeteries and a place of great historical significance. Saqqara is the site of many tombs covering thousands of years. Today, we have some new material. According to their press release, the Egyptian archaeological team can announce four significant discoveries. Firstly, they report the discovery of a funerary temple belonging to Queen Nieret, the wife of King Teti. Secondly, there is the discovery of burial shafts, coffins, and mummies dating from the New Kingdom, approximately 1300 BCE. Then, there is the discovery of a 4-meter-long papyrus, which contains chapter 17 of the Book of the Dead. Finally, there is the discovery of statues, stelae, toys, wooden boats, and funerary masks dating to the New Kingdom. These are important finds that will add a lot of evidence and detail to histories of the necropolis. In antiquity, Saqqara was the cemetery for the royal city of Memphis. Memphis, or Menefer, was Egypt's administrative capital for approximately 2,000 years. In that time, the people of Memphis used many places for their tombs and burials. Saqqara, not far from the city, was the most significant of those cemeteries. So the new discoveries will add a lot of information to our understanding of an Egyptian necropolis. What kind of people were buried here? How did they organize and arrange their cemetery? And what objects did they consider important for their eternal rest? Basically, the new finds will help scholars reconstruct more aspects of life and afterlife at Saqqara itself. Of course, the press releases say that they will, quote, rewrite the history, end quote. Which is technically true. Every discovery adds a little bit to the picture and forces historians to revise or update some of their conclusions. But more accurately, this discovery will expand our knowledge for an important historical phase. Now, let's break down the discoveries a little bit. First up, the funerary temple. Funerary or mortuary temples are a special kind of institution which the Egyptians used for worshipping individuals after their death. People came to funerary temples in order to give food, drink, honor, and memory to the soul of the deceased. Some funerary temples were enormous, like the temple of Seti I at Abydos, the temple of Medinet Habu for Ramesses III, and the Ramesseum, dedicated to Ramesses II. Other funerary temples were quite small, for non-royal, ordinary men and women. They were an important part of Egypt's religious and social traditions. Funerary temples, in many forms, helped maintain the name and memory of long-dead persons. Now, many of Egypt's funerary temples come from the New Kingdom, the period around 1650 to 1150 BCE. That was the time when the Egyptian state built its empire, erected lavish temples, and developed the tombs of the Valley of the Kings. But this temple at Saqqara is older, a lot older. The new funerary temple comes from the Old Kingdom, the Age of the Pyramids, one of Egypt's famous historical phases. Specifically, the new funerary temple belongs to Queen Nieret of Dynasty 6. Who was Queen Nieret? According to the Ministry of Antiquities press release, Queen Nieret is a 6th dynasty woman. She was the wife of King Teti, the Horus Sehetep Tawi, and she would have lived around 2300 BCE, give or take. This is an interesting situation. To the best of my knowledge, Queen Nearit is a new figure in the historical record. I have not found any reference to her in my research library, and that gives me some hesitation when discussing the significance of this find. King Teti had multiple wives whom we know about, women like Iput, Kuit, Kentkawes III, and Weret Imtes are all associated with this ruler. But the name Nearit is new, so what gives? Well, the Ministry of Antiquities press release is preliminary. It will take many years for researchers to document and analyze these discoveries. With that in mind, it is too early to say exactly how Nearit fits into the historical record. She may be a previously undiscovered queen, or she may be a woman that is already known, just with a different name. Time and research will tell. For now, we should avoid jumping to big conclusions. Anyway, Queen Nearit's funerary temple is connected to the larger pyramid complex of King Teti, her alleged husband. The archaeological team has uncovered the temple's basic layout, the foundations of its architecture, and its design. Again, it will take time to document and analyze all this material. But today, we can say a couple of interesting things. Firstly, it seems that Queen Nearit's funerary temple was prosperous. The excavators have located warehouses or storerooms attached to the complex. These would be used to store provisions, valuable objects, and supplies. In other words, Nearit's temple was designed to function on a prosperous scale. The queen and her husband were planning for a long legacy. Secondly, the discovery of this funerary temple broadens our understanding of Teti's pyramid complex as a whole. The cemetery attached to Teti's pyramid was active for many generations after his death. People visited this place to make offerings and to give honours to King Teti, beloved of Ptah. So the new funerary temple for Nearit will give scholars more evidence for life and activity in this sacred necropolis. There should be some valuable contributions in the future. The temple of Queen Nearit is not the only big discovery. Along with this monument, the archaeological team also uncovered dozens of burial shafts. Burial shafts are deep pits dug into the earth, which lead to catacombs for burials. Saqqara is full of these shafts from the New Kingdom and later periods, and they all contain dozens, even hundreds, of mummies and skeletons. It seems that locals dug and used these shafts for generations, adding new rooms and new bodies whenever necessary. Over time, the burial shafts became packed gatherings of mummies. Well, now we have more. At the time of reporting, the excavation has opened 52 burial shafts in the area of Teti's pyramid. These contain hundreds of coffins in various states of preservation. Some are wealthy, some are poor, but they all share space within these deep, elaborate catacombs. As you can imagine, this kind of discovery will take years to properly document and analyze. For now, here are some basics. The burial shaft contains coffins from the New Kingdom, the late 18th and early 19th dynasties, around 1300 BCE. Many of the coffins are anthropoid, human-shaped, and they are decorated with images of gods and spells for protection. There is a wonderful variety, with some amazing faces and designs on display. Check the website for pictures if you want to see more. Along with the coffins, there is a new papyrus. A long scroll is preserved, containing Spell 17 of the Book of the Dead. Spell 17 is significant because it gives a lengthy and detailed explanation of religious ideas. In Spell 17, the soul of the deceased is connected with the sun god, and the deceased transforms into a being who knows the secrets of the divine. You can find a full translation and breakdown of Spell 17 in the show notes on the website. But to give the basic gist, here are a couple of excerpts from other examples of this text. In Spell 17 of the Book of the Dead, a soul describes, quote, I am the great God who comes to be of himself. There is water, there is Nun, the father of the gods. What does this mean? It means Ra creating his body when those gods in the following of Ra took shape. I am one who is without opposition among the gods. What does it mean? It means Atum, or Ra, in his sun disk, Aten, shining from the eastern horizon of the sky. Crimes are removed, evils are destroyed. What does that mean? It means that the navel cord of the Osiris, the deceased, has been cut. All of the evil of it is removed. What does it mean? It means the Osiris, the soul of the deceased, is purified on the day of his birth. End quote. As you can guess, that is a complicated spell. Well, now we have another example. Scholars can study this papyrus and compare it to other instances of spell 17, and from that, the depth of our knowledge will increase as they do. Happy day! So we have a new scroll with part of the Book of the Dead, and hundreds of coffins preserved in 52 and maybe more burial shafts. Right now, the priority is protection and conservation. The mummies have to be removed unless they fall victim to robbers. In the coming weeks, museum storehouses are going to receive a lot of new material. Spare a prayer for the conservationists and museum workers. They just got a ton of difficult work dropped onto their desk, metaphorically. The new discovery at Saqqara is significant. It will add a huge amount of evidence to the historical understanding of burials and worship in this region. With time, scholars will use this material to build larger histories of the Teti Cemetery and Saqqara overall. We will also get more insight into the lives of ordinary people who lived in this area and buried their dead in the shafts. In a few years, these discoveries could add significant chapters to the history of Saqqara's necropolis. That's all from me. Thank you for joining the show. I'll see you soon, and may Ptah, Lord of Memphis and Saqqara, bless you and your family.
History isn't black and white, yet too often it's presented as such. Grey History, The French Revolution is a long-form history podcast dedicated to exploring the ambiguities and nuances of the past. From a revolution of hope and liberty to the infamous Reign of Terror, you can't understand the modern world without understanding the French Revolution. So search for The French Revolution today.